بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي حمزة عن أبي حمزة أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. حضرت أبو حمزة أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه the attendant خادم of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم narrates that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. Bukhari and Muslim. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anh was known as Abu Hamza. He was from the Khazraj tribe. His mother was Umm Sulaym binti Milhan. He was approximately 10 years of age when he came, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, and his mother sent him over to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That same Sahabi, who for 10 years he served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not once did Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam reprimand or rebuke him. So this was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 10 years is not a short time, it's a lengthy period of time, and for somebody who is under you and doing all your tasks, bound to get upset, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated him with such kindness, and when he had to go on some errand or some work, sometimes he delayed or he never did it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa never become upset with him. So this was Anas radiallahu anhu. In this hadith we have been taught that wanting good for our Muslim brothers and sisters is an essential part of our iman. And this, as we mentioned before also, this is one of those few ahadith which we, if we practice upon, then it contains the essence of deen. It will become easy for us to practice the balance of our deen. So in the words of the hadith, we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells us, la yu'minu ahadukum. Literally, a person is not a believer. But this is not what is meant. But what is meant is a person's iman is deficient if he doesn't have the quality of muhabbat, compassion, love for his Muslim brother. That he does not love for his Muslim brother what he loves for himself. So a Muslim community is built upon love and compassion for its members. And this is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah, one of the first few advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was regarding this building of this unity and this love and muhabbat, that afshu salam, that spread the salam amongst yourselves. Wa at'imu ta'am, you see in the month of Ramadan, feeding, how much of love and muhabbat it creates between the Muslim brothers. So this is one of the initial advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came to Madinah Munawwarah. So every person should care for and help others and treat them in the same manner that they would love that they want to be treated. So for this to be possible, then what is required is that we should have a clean heart, free from malice, envy, and then this muhabbat will be there. This is why the same Sahabi Anas radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is advising him on one occasion and tells him that Ya Bunayya, with great amount of muhabbat and love, that oh my son, that in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahad, faf'al. That if you are able to spend the morning, able to meaning that, do so in other words. The morning or evening, and evening, where you don't have any malice, any hatred for anybody, then do so. For this is from my sunnah. And whoever loves my sunnah, kana ma'i fil jannah. He'll be with me in jannah. All of us are in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the prescription that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is giving us, that we should have our hearts clean when it comes to our Muslim brothers. So often we think, and the sunnats are related to the outer actions, and indeed it is the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, the miswak, great sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a sunnat that ulama explained that it will help one to recite the kalima before he leaves this world. So this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But often we don't think of these internal sunnats to be sunnats. This is the sunnah, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam is teaching us, this is also a sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the advice he gave to Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. One should treat others just as one desires to be treated. One should look for excuses to forgive his Muslim brother, not belittle him. If he makes a mistake, it should be overlooked. Treat him in the best of manners, with kind words, compassion and love, just as one desires good for oneself, one should desire good for his Muslim brother. Similarly, he should dislike for his Muslim brother what he dislikes for himself. He should enjoin good and forbid evil. If he sees some defect in his Muslim brother, he should correct him with diplomacy and compassion. Often we find that when we want to correct somebody, the wrong is wrong. Wrong can never be right. But maybe a person is sincere also, but the way he approaches it, that already the person who is being corrected is put off. He doesn't want to listen. when you're advising him, you tell him, oh foolish one, or how can you do such a thing? Already the person is shut off. So this also it should be learned that how we correct somebody. So as mentioned just now, that for love to be created between our brothers, then this heart has to be clean. And the advice of Rasulullah mentioned just now, that every morning and evening we should clean our heart. And this doesn't mean that there won't be some altercation between the brothers or some fight. This is insan, this is human nature, that is living together, there will be some situations where things get heated up at times. This is why Shariat has allowed us also this window, that when we have some fight between our brother or there's some problem, whatever it is, then this 3 days we are given, and then we should catch up again. So Shariat has understood our temperament, how we're staying together, that there will be some argument at times, but not more than 3 days. Then we should make up and we should get back together. And if we look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, such muhabbat and love they had amongst each other, that even they weren't relatives, but they had more love even when more love for each other sometimes than when two brothers, blood brothers, have for each other. Famous incident of that goat head that was presented to some Sahabi, Hazrat Shaykh Abdullah Ali got in his Fazal Amal, and many incidents of this nature, that how they gave preference to their brothers over themselves. That person was in need of it. Ithar, this is called Ithar. They give preference to one another. So this person received that as a gift, and he needed it. Starvation, no food at home. But he passed it on, immediately thought of his next Muslim brother. And this turned, went from house to house until it came back to him. 8 or 9 homes, it came back to the same person who gave it initially. So this was the Ithar, the preference they gave to their Muslim brothers over themselves. So the thing is, how we can get this love. Simple prescription from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here again we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells us that you will not enter Jannah until you love one another, until you believe. And you won't believe until you love one another. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us, shall I show you something that if you, that will create this love, that spreads salam amongst yourselves. So we should try, inshallah, to those we know, those we don't know, spread the salam, and spread the salam in a manner that with great muhabbat and love, with a smiling face. And this also we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person who initiates the salam is free from pride. Al-badi'u bis-salam bari'u min al-kibr. Free from a great disease of pride. And we mentioned this now, that a person, for him to have this muhabbat and this love, his heart has to be free from all these sicknesses and these diseases. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us an easy prescription that how we can free ourselves from these diseases of the heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us our understanding and tawfiq to practice, inshallah.